Pastor Little, he preached his heart out. He preached the gospel with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven.
Amen.
It's left up to you and me to receive it, to obey it, apply this word to our lives, you know. Allow us to be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. See, if we just are hearer of the word, it's just like a man going to the mirror, looking in the mirror. And while he's there, he know what he looked like. And he turn and walk away, forget what manner of man is. That's when you hear the word. In other words, people that listen to the word and don't apply it to their hearts. Amen? Their lives don't change. Don't change. That's right. But got, as Brother William said, you got to apply that word to your heart.
Yeah.
You got to accept that word, obey that word, do what it says in order to be changed, in order to be more like Jesus. And that's what it's all about. Be more like Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. Not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now in the midst of all the confusion and chaos and sin and debauchery, God's people have peace.
Amen.
And we have peace, isn't that right? And it's a awesome thing to have God's peace in our lives, isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because the world is upset and nervous and fidgety. But not God's people. God's people have that deep cell peace when we take the word of God and apply it to our heart. God is faithful. There's victory in Jesus, isn't it? There's victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Now, I'm going to read a couple of verses of scripture tonight. Okay. I'm going to ask you to stand for the reading of God's word, as Pastor Velma asked this morning. You know, now in the word of God, we find where they stood and listened to the word of God. I think they stood for about hours. You know, Ezra was up on his pulpit and he read the word of God, and the people stood while he was reading it.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm just going to read a couple of verses here tonight. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Verses 12 and 13.
A second.
That's all right, that's all right. Well, read those two verses. Matthew 24, verses 12 and 13, because I came through.
And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
All right, Matthew 10:22.
Matthew 10:22. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's good, isn't it?
Yes. Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the word of God.
Thank
you. Yes. God, you've called your people, Lord God, to run this race with patience as said before. You've called us, Lord God, to endure to the end, Lord. We thank you for the word of God, your word. It's forever settled in heaven, Lord God. Lamanda, La Kete, Uloma Sanda, O Lama Mahanda, Mekdele Kito. For thy word, Lamenda, La Mahanda, Ma Uli, Uloma Sanda. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can depend upon your word. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God's good. It's all right, brother. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I'm sorry. You may be seated. Now, as we run this race of life, Jesus said, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved.
Amen.
But Jesus said, if any man will be my disciple, he's got to do something. If any man will be my disciple, let him do what?
Take up his cross.
Deny himself, and take up his cross.
Yeah.
and follow me. We got to, in other words, to deny yourself, you say no to self and yes to God.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
God have a will for our lives. He
yes.
does.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. But now, Satan is our enemy. We got to realize we've got an enemy. That's the devil.
Yes.
Jesus said the thief cometh what? But to steal and to kill and to destroy.
Yes.
But I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Abundant life. Yes. That's what God, that's what Jesus came for. Jesus came on a mission.
Yes.
He came to do the will of his Father. Jesus came that he might save the world. He came, he died for the whole world, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. But you see, only the people that believe him and accept his word, obey his word, can be saved. Some people are teaching all kind of doctrines today. Some people are teaching that everybody's going to be saved. Everybody's not going to be saved.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's right.
They're not going to be saved. That's not what Jesus taught.
That's right.
Jesus said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. As it was in the days that were before the flood, they were what? Eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And Noah preached 120 years. What a faithful servant of God.
Yeah.
Building the ark, preaching the word, telling the people it's going to rain. They didn't believe it was going to, never had rain. But Noah heard from God. And Noah stood on God's word.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
We can stand on God's word. His word is forever settled in heaven.
Amen.
His word, hallelujah, shall not fail. Amen. Heaven and earth shall pass away, what he said, but my word shall not pass away.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. With Helo, son of. We have confidence tonight
yes.
that our God is faithful.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Our God is love.
Hallelujah.
Thank Amen. God. Hallelujah. We can depend upon the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. But we got to endure some things, haven't we, down here?
Yeah.
We've got a friend that used to be in the faith, you know, and she used to come to the Holy Church of God over in Sitka. Heard the word of God, accepted, and God healed her body. She had, I think she had cancer, didn't she? God healed her. She's still going. God, she's going good, healthy. The devil deceived her, and now she bought into the lie that God's people don't have to suffer. Isn't that something? Now, if you're a Christian, you don't have to suffer. Tell me you don't have to suffer. The Bible says, all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
Apostle Paul said to, I think, to the Galatian church, ye ran well, but what did hinder you? See, people get hindered sometimes if they don't pray. If they don't get in the word of God, if they don't seek the face of God, hallelujah, they get hindered, they get sidetracked.
Amen.
Isn't that right? But thank God, we that, you know, my son, that I'm a Honda, oh, hallelujah, inenemisula, my Honda, oh, my Honda, we that, hallelujah, God, we know we have to pray every day, don't we?
Amen.
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 And we need to get in the word of God every day.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
We need to seek the face of God daily.
Yeah.
It's not a once a week thing.
No.
Some people think they can live like the devil all week.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And go to church on Sunday and they're all right. They're not all right.
No, they're not.
Hallelujah. God's got a standard.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
And that standard is holiness. Isn't that right?
Amen.
The word of God said, follow peace with all men. And holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Holiness. Isn't that right?
Amen.
To be holy means to be set aside, set apart for God's use. So God can set apart from the world. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's hallelujah. There's a difference between a Christian and a sinner.
Amen.
Isn't that right? That's a difference.
Yeah.
Thank God. There is a difference between a Christian and a sinner. There's a difference between the world, amen, and God's people.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'm the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's the light, isn't he?
Yes.
And he's the light shining in us. Now we're the light.
Amen.
He
amen.
Went back to heaven, didn't he?
Yeah.
Thank God. He's in heaven. And what's he doing? He's making intercessions for you and me.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And when Jesus prayed for you, you know everything's going to be all right. Isn't that right?
Amen.
You don't have to worry. When Jesus prayed, you know everything's going to be all right. Thank God. Hallelujah. So thank you, God. This is the victory that overcometh the world, what? Even our faith.
Yeah.
Our faith in the Lord. We believe in Him, don't we?
Yeah.
We believe it in Him to the extent that we obey Him.
Yeah.
We obey Him.
Yeah.
We walk in. The Bible said walk in love. Yeah. You know, if we read through the epistles, hallelujah, it talks to the saints of God. Apostle Paul said how he was as a nurse. See how delicately he treated God's people. He was as a nurse toward God's people. Gentle.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said be gentle. It tells us to be gentle. Kind. Amen.
That's
one
right.
to another.
Right.
Love one another. Jesus said, this hallelujah, soda mahanda, anada mahanda. Love one another as I have loved you.
Mm-hmm.
By this shall all men know that you are my disciples.
Amen.
If you have love one to another. In other words, if they can see that love in you. And if you got it in you, you can't just keep it in you. You can't keep that love shut up, can you?
No.
That's what I mean.
No. Amen.
You can't be full of the love of God and not show it. It'll show.
Amen.
You better believe it will.
Amen.
It'll show. Amen. And when we work on our jobs, you know, because I'm retired now, but I've worked on some hard jobs. But God carried me through. He brought me out. I suffered some things on